This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Blanc.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Special prosecutors have found evidence that Chicago police tortured and abused dozens of criminal suspects in the 1970s and 80s. But NPR's David Shaper reports that any crimes that were committed by the police are now too old to prosecute.
In 1983, when he was 18 years old, David Bates says he was brought into the Area 2 police station on Chicago's South Side for questioning about a murder case. He says after repeatedly telling detectives he knew nothing about it, the officers slapped him, kicked him, and hurled racial slurs at him. Bates says when he still wouldn't confess and while handcuffed to a chair, a detective came up from behind him and held a plastic typewriter cover over his head.
When that plastic bag went on my face, when the guy hit me in my stomach, took my breath away, and I got that look from his face, I didn't know if I was going to make it then.
Bates isn't alone. Scores of others, most of them black men, claim they've also been beaten, shocked, and nearly suffocated, all at the hands of former Chicago Police Lieutenant John Burge and detectives under his command over a period of 2 decades. The special prosecutors spent 4 years and more than $6 million investigating such claims. And one of the lead prosecutors, Robert Boyle, announced today that many of them are not unfounded.
We as an office have made the judgment, starting in the mid-70s and going into the very early 90s, that there was physical violence on parties in custody who were being questioned.
In 3 cases in particular, the prosecutors say they believe there is evidence of torture beyond a reasonable doubt, in which Boyle says they would bring indictments if they could.
Clearly, the statute of limitations as to any offenses which may have arisen as a result of this violence and any conduct thereafter have all long since passed.
Boyle says the legal team tried to find enough evidence to bring conspiracy or obstruction of justice charges, but could not. However, the prosecutor's report does sharply criticize those who could have done something about the abuse and torture before the statutes ran out. It accuses at least one former Chicago police superintendent of knowing about abuse and doing nothing to investigate it or stop it. And the prosecutors say that the Cook County State's Attorney's Office in the 1980s, headed at the time by current Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, slipped up in not investigating torture allegations when it had the chance. Still, the nearly 300-page report is far from complete in the minds of Chicago police torture victims and their advocates.
What's happened here is a disappointment.
Locke Bowman is legal director of the MacArthur Justice Center and represents some of the torture victims. He says many of them ended up serving lengthy prison sentences for crimes they may not have committed, and we're hoping the special prosecutors would somehow hold accountable those responsible for the abuse.
And so it's very hard to look at this report and not feel a sense that what happened here was not enough.
Bowman says he and others will see if federal prosecutors will open up an investigation. Some victims are pursuing civil lawsuits, and advocates are pressing the Chicago City Council to pay reparations to the victims of police torture. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.